A Vanderbilt special education professor says funds for learning disabled children will face major cuts under a Bush administration proposal. The House of Representatives has approved reauthorization of the Individuals with Disability Education Act, with most of the changes proposed by the Bush administration, according to Professor Doug Fuchs. The bill, in its current form, redefines how children with learning disabilities are identified for services, Fuchs says.
One of the concerns is that maybe it's not being done right, and as a result, too many kids are being identified and too much money is being redirected to special education.
At this time, children who generally have a significant discrepancy between math and verbal on their IQ scores are given the LD label.
There's this move afoot, and it is strongly supported by the Bush administration, to dramatically reduce or even eliminate IQ achievement discrepancy as a method of LD identification. What many people are trying to replace it with is a low achievement only definition. All a kid has to do is show some evidence of low achievement.
Fuchs says he and other educators are worried that most of the funding for learning disabilities will be redirected to early prevention.
And if we take most of that money away that traditionally has been earmarked for them, redirect it to early prevention for everybody who needs it, there won't be money left over for the children who, despite early prevention, still don't learn.
Fuchs, who's co-director of the National Research Center on Learning Disabilities at Vanderbilt, says the heated debate will continue in the Senate. I'm Anne-Marie Deer Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.